Nirvardhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Nirvardhari Yashodanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanchari Yamuna Tira Vanchari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramantri Radha Kacharya Shota Shri Shri Madhish Divine Grace Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Nanta Koti Vaishnava Vrind Ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamadhirayet Nishtra Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Yuttam Ashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 12th, Chapter 8. Entitled Markandeya's Prayers to Narayan Rishi, Text 49.
Yaddarshanam Nigamavatmaraha Prashaprakasham Muhyanti yatra kavayo japarayatantaha Tam sarva vada vishaya pratirupa shilam Vande mahapurusha atmani guda bodham Yaddarshanam nigama atmaraha prakasham Muhyanti yatra kavayo japarayatantaha Tam sarva vada vishaya pratirupa shilam Vande mahapurusham atmani guda bodham Yanti yatra kavayo japarayatantaha Tam sarva vada visaya pratirupashilam. Vande maha purushamatmani guda bodham. Yadarshanam nigamatma raha prakha. Uyanti yatra kavayoja parayatantaha. Tam sarva vada visaya pratirupashila. Mande maha purushamatmani guda bodha. Yadarshanam nigamatma raha prakasha. Uyanti yatra kavayoja parayatantaha. Vishaya pratirupa shila.
Vande maha purushamatmani guda bodha.
Yat of whom darshanam, the vision, nigame in the Vedas, Atma of the Supreme Soul, Rahaha, the mystery, Prakasham, which reveals, Muhyanti, become bewildered, Yatra, about which, Kavayaha, great learned authorities, Ajaparaha, headed by Brahma, Yatantaha, endeavoring, Tam to him, Sarvavad of all different philosophies. Vishaya, the subject matter, Pratirup, adjusting itself as suitable. Shilam, whose personal nature. Vande, I offer my homage. Mahapurusham, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma, from the spirit soul, Nigud, hidden, Bodham, understanding. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear Lord, the Vedic literatures alone reveal confidential knowledge of Your Supreme Personality. And thus even such great scholars as Lord Brahma Himself are bewildered in their attempt to understand You through empirical methods. Each philosopher understands You according to his particular speculative conclusions. I worship that Supreme Person, knowledge of whom is hidden by the bodily designations covering the conditioned soul's spiritual identity. Purport: Even great demigods like Brahma are bewildered in their speculative attempts to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Each philosopher is covered by a unique combination of the modes of nature and thus describes the Supreme Truth according to his own material conditioning. Therefore, even strenuous empirical endeavor will never bring one to the conclusion of all knowledge. The highest knowledge is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one can understand Him only by fully surrendering to Him and serving Him with love. This is why Markandeya Rishi states here, Vande Maha Purusham, I simply worship that Supreme Personality. Those who try to worship God but at the same time continue speculating or acting fruitively will attain only mixed and bewildering results. To be pure, a devotee must give up all fruitive activity and mental speculation. In that way, his loving service to the Lord will yield perfect knowledge of the Supreme. Only this perfection can satisfy the eternal soul. Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sapitam yena bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परिदानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वी आर आई विल रिसाइट वर्स 47 48 एंड टुडे वी जस्ट रेड 49th 47 तस्मै नमो भगवते पुरुषाय भूमने विश्वाय विश्वगुरवे परदैवताय नारायणाय ऋषये च नरोत्तमाय हंसाय सम्यक गिरे निगमेश्वराय ट्रांसलेशन आई ऑफर माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस टू हिम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड ही इज ऑल परवेडिंग एंड ऑल इंक्लूडिंग इंक्लूसिव फॉर्म ऑफ द यूनिवर्स as well as its spiritual master. I bow down to Lord Narayan, the supreme worshipable deity appearing as a sage, and also to the saintly Nara, the best of the human beings, who is fixed in perfect goodness, fully in control of his speech, and the propagator of the Vedic literatures. 48. Yam vena ved vitathakshapathair brahmadhihi santam sokeshvashushushuridhyapidrik पथेषु तन्माययावृतमति सौ एव साक्षात् आद्यस्तवाखिल गुरोर् उपसाद्य वेदम् ट्रांसलेशन अ मटेरियलिस्ट हूज इंटेलिजेंस परवर्टेड बाय द एक्शंस ऑफ हिज रिसेप्टिव सेंसेस कैनॉट रिकॉग्नाइज यू एट ऑल ऑल्दो यू आर ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट विद इन हिज ओन सेंसेस एंड हार्ट एंड ऑल्सो अमंग द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ हिज परसेप्शन Yet even though one's understanding has been covered by the illusory potency, if one obtains Vedic knowledge from you, the supreme spiritual master of all, he can directly understand you. And today's translation, my dear Lord, the Vedic literature alone reveal confidential knowledge of your supreme personality, and thus even such great scholars as Lord Brahma himself are bewildered in their attempts to understand you through empirical methods. Each philosopher understands you according to his particular speculative conclusions. I worship that supreme person, knowledge of whom is hidden by the bodily designations covering the conditioned soul's spiritual identity. Herein Markandeya Rishi. Before I begin, I would like to seek blessings for all the devotees. Especially, I am very happy to be amongst all of you after a long gap. So, Markandeya Rishi is offering wonderful prayers. We will discuss the siddhanta of these prayers a little bit. I will narrate this story a little further just to draw some lessons which are quite interesting and meaningful to us. And also I will narrate a little bit of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So herein Markandeya Rishi is saying, a materialist in text 48, that a materialist, his intelligence perverted by the actions of his deceptive senses, cannot recognize you at all, although you are present. So the Lord is there present within the heart. He is present in every object. But still we cannot see Him, we cannot realize Him. Because our deceptive mind, senses, they are cheating us. Or in other way, this is put like this. Sometime you have something, you keep it somewhere, but now you have lost all clue where that thing has gone. So it's lost. It is there, but it is lost for all practical purpose. So therefore the Supreme Lord is there. He is there with us, but we have lost Him. We have lost Him. So then, how do we again regain Him? Or how do we understand that, where is that great treasure? How do we attain that? So that is through the two Bhagavatams. Dui Bhagavat Dwara Karan Sakshatkar. Through the book Bhagavat, through the person Bhagavat. The sound vibration, they will remind us that here is a great treasure, it belongs to us, and this is the way to possess it. So the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, the knowledge coming from the spiritual master, Lord Himself is the Supreme Spiritual Master also. So He is making Himself accessible. So not by our attempts, although our attempt is important, we have to attempt in the right direction, but by His mercy, we'll be able to understand Him and attain Him. That is being described. By one's own effort to either understand Him or to attain Him, one will not achieve success, one will be increasingly bewildered. So, the specially mentioned here is in text 49 what we are reading today. I'll again read. My Lord, the Vedic literature alone revealed confidential knowledge of Your Supreme Personality. And thus even such great scholars as Lord Brahma Himself are bewildered in their attempt to understand You through empirical method. Through their own endeavor, without dependence upon the Lord, thinking my endeavor is what is going to yield result. So through one's own endeavor, even Brahmaji is bewildered, as we know in Brahma Vimohan Leela also. But when you are pleased by the process of surrender, then you reveal Yourself. So actually the point being made is that surrender is the method to understand Krishna. Now this is a little bit of paradox. So, but first we must understand and then surrender. But here it is being said, first surrender and then Krishna will reveal. Right? So this is seems to be a paradox. So the point is like that. So let's try to resolve it up a little bit. So of course we are encouraged to use our intelligence to understand things, to apply, use all the logic, all the rational ability we have. Use it all to find out what is the right process. Use all intelligence, all rational ability to find out what is the right thing, what is the right process. And then we put our faith in the right process. But the process is the process of surrender. So therefore Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, with all your intelligence and logic, understand the limitation of logic. Right? So let's use all the intelligence and understand that ultimately the logic and the rational ability has a lot of limitation. So we can use all the intelligence and all the rational logic to understand its limitation. And let's understand the glory of surrender. And the glory of putting faith in the process, in the right process. So, and with that faith, right, which is substantiated by all the reason and logic, that only reason and logic alone is highly deficient, but the process is to surrender. So with faith, then we execute that process, and then Krishna gives the result. And then our intelligence and rational faculties are fully satisfied. So that's a process. So surrender is actually the process to understand Krishna and to know Him. That is being described over here. And another important thing is, in the process of surrender, one has to be careful of what is favorable and what is unfavorable. This is something what we are going to learn. We are focusing on this particular aspect. The first two steps of Sharanagati, or first two limbs of Sharanagati. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam. So herein, Markandeya Rishi is a pure devotee of the Lord. He is seeing the Lord face to face. He is seeing the Lord face to face. He is glorifying the Lord. Vande Maha Purusham, this verse. And here in the disciple of Prabhupada says, the word Vande Maha Purusham describes, I simply worship you, I surrender unto you. He is surrendering unto the Lord. But then, the Lord is pleased. The Lord said, what is your desire? So I'm going a little ahead to draw some lessons. The Lord asked him, what is your desire? He said, my Lord, I have seen your lotus feet. It's the perfection of all life. What else is desirable? Everything is attained. Right? So he's a pure devotee, has no material desires at all. No material desires. But he had a curiosity. He said, still, however, out of curiosity, he said, I want to see the power of your illusory potency, the Maya Shakti, which makes this illusory world appear real, which covers the intelligence of all the living entities. So I want to see how powerful is this illusory potency. Lord Narayan, the sages are standing before him. So the Lord smiled at Markandeya Rishi. We will see why the Lord smiled a little later. So Lord smiled and said, so be it. So then the Lord disappeared and Markandeya Rishi is there in his ashram, and Markandeya Rishi is one day in the evening, he sat down to offer his evening prayers, and the sages also sat down along with him, others. They were all doing Gayatri evening Sandhya prayers. And suddenly, the great clouds formed, and they were thundering and lightning, a huge rain, thunderstorm, suddenly came up. The oceans started rising, and within a short time, the water started flooding. The land became invisible. Gradually the plateaus and the mountains became invisible. The whole surface was deluged. Right? So there was complete inundation within a short time. All the living entities are being tormented, right, by this thunderstorm. Gradually, right, or soon, very soon, there was nothing visible. It all became dark. All the living entities died except Markandeya Rishi. Now he is alone in the dark waters of devastation, being tossed by the high waves and their lightning thunders And the sea monsters are coming to devour him. And then they will come to devour him and be scared. But then they would turn away. They will not eat him. And then there will be a whirlpool and would be sucked into the whirlpool. Right? You just imagine that horror scenes within the water of devastations. Sea monsters are coming to devour. Just close to, they will take a U-turn. And he would be almost devoured, right, in a big whirlpool, but then come out after some time. And would be thrown into the sky by the high winds. Again, fall back. So practically, he was suffering like anything. And now the hunger and thirst disturbed him. He became blind. He became deaf. And this lasted for one kalpa, one night of Brahma. One entire night, which is 4 billion, 320 million, am I right? 4 billion, 320 million years. This lasted, this suffering lasted. And almost toward the end of it, Markandeya Rishi sees a ray of hope. There is an island on which grew a banyan tree. On the leaf of the banyan tree, in the dark ocean of devastation, he sees there is a effulgent child. So there is now some light, right? After one night of Brahma. To give you an estimation of how long is the night of Brahma, just to give an estimation. 4 years back, we did a small calculation. What is the time in Brahmaji's watch in Brahmaloka? 4 years back. So, Brahmaji is already 50 years old. One parardh is over. This day of Brahma is the first day after his 50th year. Right? So, like yesterday, he celebrated his silver jubilee or golden, you call it? Golden jubilee. Golden jubilee anniversary, 50th, yesterday, as per him. And now the next day is going on of the Dwi Parard. The second phase of his life has just started, the first day. And there are 14 manus. We are in the 7th manu. So we are close to the midday. But midday, say 12 is the midday. The 7th manu duration will be over, then it will be 12. The time will be 12, noon. When the 7th Vyavasvat manu duration is over. So Vyavasvat 7th manu is going on. It's the 28th yuga cycle of the 71 yuga cycles of the 7th manu. Right? Each manu has 71 yuga cycles. Chatur yugas. One yuga cycle means Chatur yuga. So approximately, there could be little error. Approximately, the time is something like 11 hours, 28 minutes, 29 seconds. Something like that. There could be little error in calculation. This, we did a calculation. Of course, Pavaneshwar Prabhu can correct us the exact technicality. But the point I want to make is doesn't depend upon the exact time. So even if the time is a little bit here and there, never mind. But it's before noon. Okay? So say now it's 11 hours, 28 minutes, 29 seconds in Brahmaji's watch. You may say, you did the calculation 4 years back when we did the calculation. Now has a second, there is a change in a second, 11 hours, 28 minutes, 29 seconds, 30 seconds, ho gaya kya? 30 seconds, the time will come after 1 lakh years. So Brahmaji's watch will move 1 second when 1 lakh year will elapse over here. So if we do the right calculation today, that calculation is valid for 1 lakh years. Right? So for all practical purposes, right, it's a constant. It's not a variable. Always a time. Time is constantly moving. But for us, the time we just find now, it's valid for 1 lakh years. So that is Brahmaji's 1 second. And Markandeya Rishi is for the entire night of Brahma, he is suffering in the water of devastation. And then he sees on a planet, a young banyan tree is growing, a small banyan tree, which indicates this particular universe. This universe is the youngest, smallest of all. And on a leaf, On a leaf, he sees an effulgence coming. And he is irresistibly attracted. And he moves towards that. Towards that banyan tree, towards. And he sees from a distance, the vision is still not clear, the young child lying. And as he approaches near, he is sucked into the body of the young child, young baby. So now he is within the abdomen of the young baby. Within the abdomen, he sees the entire universe as it was before the universe. He sees all the islands, all the mountains, rivers, oceans, including his own ashram. He sees everything as it is. And then he is surprised, he's bewildered. Then he is exhaled from the Lord's abdomen. And again he is out into the water of devastation. And now he clearly sees the form of the Lord. This form of the Lord has been described as Kararavinde Napadaravindam Mukharavinde Vinayeshayantam Vatasya Patrasya Uteshayanam Balam Mukundam Manasasmarami Kararavinde Padaravindam Mukharavinde. So with his Kararavinde means his lotus hand, he held his lotus foot and put that into his lotus mouth. So Kararavinde, Padaravinde, Mukharavinde. Held his lotus toe with his lotus hand and start sucking, put it into the lotus mouth. Vinveshayantam. And Vatasya Patrasya Puteshayanam, the Lord is lying down on the leaf of the banyan tree. May always meditate. So now again after coming out, Markandeya Rishi is having a vision, the beautiful vision of this child. So although he was tormented for a night, and just imagine how much fatigued, like one person came to Eco Village and he said, ये सैनिटाइज कर करके मास्क पहन पहन के थक गए अभी, राइट? सो ऑफ कोर्स वी हैव टू कंटिन्यू, आई एम नॉट सेइंग, बट समहाउ इन 7-8 मंथ्स ही सेड थक गए यार अभी, अभी मत बोलो, आप लोग मत बोलो ये सब करने के लिए दोबारा. सो ही वॉज काइंड ऑफ एक्सप्रेसिंग हिज फटीग विद द नॉर्म्स. तो सो 7-8 मंथ्स हैव बीन क्वाइट टफ ऑफकोर्स. सो Markandeya Rishi is fatigued for one night of Brahma. Right? It's a huge time, it's not a small time. I have given you indication of 1 second of Brahma. He is fatigued for one night of Brahma, but now seeing this beautiful form of the Lord, Kararavinde Padaravindam Mukharavinde Vinayeshayantam, this form described, his heart is flooded with ecstasy. He is joyful. He forgot all the fatigue. All the tiredness went away. All the weariness had gone now. So one important lesson we get, we all have been tormented for time immemorial, right? For millions, billions, trillions of years in this material, you know, universe, in the cycle of birth and death. But when we come to the lotus feet of Krishna, all that will be evaporated. So again now he is joyful, he is ecstatic to see the Lord. And again he rushes towards the Lord. Although Bhagavatam doesn't describe, Vishnu Ajigar Thakur described in his commentary, as he feels great joy, ecstasy of the heart, seeing this beautiful child, starts running again, he's again devout. And again thrown out. And when he's thrown out, again he suffers for the entire night. The whole fatigue, tiredness, weariness lasts for one night of Brahma. Again he takes the darshan of the Lord. Again the Lord swallows him. Again he gets the darshan of the entire universe within the abdomen. This cycle repeated 7 times. This cycle repeated 7 times. Just imagine, So not just one night, he suffered for the 7 nights of Brahma. At the end of every night, he had the beautiful darshan, all his fatigue was gone. He was again swallowed, had the darshan of the universe within the abdomen of the Lord, again exhaled out 7 times. And after the 7th cycle, everything disappeared. And he is there in his ashram, while the other sages have not yet finished their Gayatri, evening Gayatri. Within that time that the sages had not yet finished the Gayatri, he had the experience of 7 nights of Brahma. And experienced the suffering. He experienced the suffering. And experienced the great ecstasy of the Lord Darshan 7 times. This is the potency of the Lord's illusory energy. And this is a small hint. Just to tell him what is the Lord's illusory potency, this pastime the Lord orchestrated. Right? So this is a small trailer of the Lord's Shakti. That while the other sages, everyone then got up and things resumed as normal. Right? So within that short time of doing the Gayatri, right, you can say within 7 moments, the Lord's illusory potency made him experience the 7 nights of Brahma. That great suffering, the darshan, being inhaled, exhaled, being tossed about in the water of devastation. Everything he experienced within that time. So therefore, how expensive, how great is the Lord's illusory energy? We can't really fathom. Right? We can't even fathom 1 second of Brahma, what to speak of a night, what to speak of a lifetime. From the Lord's perspective, it's described that just like no one can count the particles of grains on earth, no one can count the number of Brahmas coming from his body and going in and out. Can you imagine? The number of universes, number of Brahmas coming in and out of the Lord Mahavishnu's body, who is just a expansion of Govinda. No one can count the number of Brahmas. Like number of, you cannot count the flakes of snow, can't count the particles of grain. No one can count the number of Brahmas coming in and out. That is the extent of the Lord's power. Mahavishnu. And he is a part and parcel of Krishna. And that Krishna become subservient to his devotees' love, to bhakti. Now just imagine, so to give you a little bit picture of what is the importance of bhakti, how great is the bhakti and how great is Krishna, that Lord becomes subservient to infinitesimal living entity, right? Any small, tiny jiva, when offered bhakti to the Lord, loving devotional service, the Lord is controlled by that bhakti. And this is what we are celebrating in this particular month. So Sudama Prabhu was telling me, Damodar Leela, you speak Damodar Leela. So I spoke a little bit of that also, to fulfill Prabhu's desire. Markandeya Rishi's story. There are a few more other important lessons. Now, coming back, when Markandeya Rishi expressed his desire to see the Lord's, extent of the Lord's illusory potency, the Lord smiled. Why did the Lord smile? He said, "Oh, you are a pure devotee, but how did you have this unnecessary desire, unnecessary curiosity? Because of that unnecessary curiosity, Markandeya Rishi suffered. He experienced the suffering of the 7 nights of Brahma. He had that, just got that curiosity. He didn't want to enjoy illusory energy. He wanted to have the trailer. So therefore, unnecessary curiosity is unfavorable to surrender. It's a pratikulasya varjanam. It falls under that category. Sometimes we may not have any desire to enjoy, you know, sometimes. But just curiosity, थोड़ा क्या चल रहा है इधर, क्या चल रहा है उधर, ये curiosity आ जाता है. So that curiosity, if it is now, it could be whatever. Now this curiosity was expressed directly to the Lord in front of Him. So that curiosity, if it is unfavorable, it could have, at the minimum, it could be a wastage of time. Some unnecessary curiosity, we are just going somewhere to search for something, to know something. Or it could lead to a lot of suffering, could lead to severe obstacles in the path of bhakti. So therefore, one has to see that what kind of, one has to be watchful of one's curiosity. Because as soon as you have curiosity, you can immediately Google it. And Google Guru is right there with you. Whatever you wish to know, what is the latest ISKCON news, latest ISKCON controversy, what's happening where, etc., etc., whatever, you know. You can immediately Google it and everything is there. But the point is, the unnecessary curiosity for Markandeya Rishi led him suffer for the 7 nights of Brahma. Just imagine. So one has to be really watchful. Because we are executing the process of surrender. This is not favorable. The unnecessary curiosities are not favorable to the process of surrender. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he just had a curiosity to see the Mohini Murti form. That was manifested a particular purpose. And purpose is over. But he had got the curiosity. And for that curiosity, the Lord also smiled. He had to undergo the embarrassment of running behind the lady in front of all his disciples, in front of his wife, shamelessly trying to catch and embrace in front of the wife, and to the extent of discharging semen. Right? So that much embarrassment. Of course, it had a, because he's Lord Shiva, there is a higher purpose. But still, from external perspective, there was a good deal of embarrassment Lord Shiva had to undergo because of that curiosity. Because of that curiosity. He got curious to do that. Not required. Now, from another perspective, the acharyas give that Lord Shiva was later happy that my Lord bewildered me, that his superiority is established. Right? So that's a divine perspective. But in general, for our lesson's sake, Lord Shiva had to undergo a lot of embarrassment during that phase. So the unnecessary curiosity could... So one has to check that, is this curiosity going to help me in my service, what I want to know? Is it going to help me in the service? Is it going to increase my surrender? Two things. Is it favorable to my surrender, what I am curious about? Or is it going to be helpful in my service? If not, although difficult to control the urge to know so many things, although difficult to control, we have to control. Because we may severely hamper ourselves. As I said, wastage of time is the minimum thing. We may land up in a great difficulty. Just because of the curiosity. We may just go away from devotional service, God knows, for many lifetimes. It has happened to so many people. Just that wrong curiosity. Unnecessary curiosity, which is unfavorable. Even Brahmaji's offense, the root cause is, he wants to see, he became curious and employed a wrong method. So even if there is some curiosity, one can approach a senior person, right, instead of going to the Google Guru, and that can be better satisfied, actually. Right? Even if that arises, one can take consultation from a senior person, and that person can give him the right answer in a balanced way, rather than trying one's own attempt. So Lord Brahma also became curious to know, to see the Manju Mahim of the Lord. He saw the great display of the Lord's power. He said, let me see further power of the Lord. So it became like a demand from Brahma. The Lord reveals, then we can witness. But then he employed his own power, forcing the Lord to further demonstrate his power. So he took a wrong direction. And that became the cause of offense. Right? That became also cause of offense. So there were many, many instances where the mind, which is always curious, and so that curiosity needs to be rightly channeled. If channeled wrongly, it could have serious repercussions, as we learn from the story of Markandeya Rishi. Having said so, let me speak of two curiosities from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? The right way or the right application of our curious nature. Inquiry, right? We all are curious to know, to inquire. So, the residents of Kulina Gram, they are asking Lord Chaitanya. This is Madhya Leela, I guess chapter 15. Grastha Vishayami Kimura Sadhane. My Lord, we are householders. We are involved in dealing with all the worldly things. Grastha Vishayami Kimura Sadhane. Shimukhe agya kar prabhu nivedi charane. Please instruct us. We are involved in so many worldly affairs. Please instruct us in what? Ki mora sadhane. And Prabhupada translates so beautifully. What is the process for advancing in spiritual life? My Lord, please shrimukhe agya kar prabhu nivedi charane. This is our request. From your lotus mouth, please tell us the process for advancing in spiritual life. And the Lord gave a beautiful reply. Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. The Lord said, Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan. What is the process for advancing in spiritual life? Serve Krishna. Serve the Vaishnavas. Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevan. Nirantara Kar Krishna Nama Sankirtan. Always chant the holy names. Let's recite this verse. The instruction of the Lord given to the residents of Kulina Gram. Prabhu Kahe Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevan. Nirantara Kar Krishna Nama Sankirtan. Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan. Nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan. Nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. Anyone like to recite? Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan Nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan Nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. Prabhu kahe Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan. Nirantar kar Krishna nama sankirtan. So, the Lord said, Krishna seva, Vaishnava sevan, nirantara kar Krishna nama sankirtan. So in a way, all the five important limbs of bhakti are included in this verse. Krishna seva, we can say serve the deity form of Krishna, serve Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also serve Krishna who is manifested holy dham. All three are included in that, and service to Vaishnava, and chanting the holy names. So all five are practically included. So we can see that all our curiosity should lead to Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevan and Nirantar Nama Sankirtan. So that's the right way to rightly channelize all our curiosities in this. Ultimately, it should lead us in this direction. Another question, another curiosity by Pradyumna Mishra. This is 5th chapter, Ante Leela. He comes to Lord Chaitanya and inquires. Krishna katha shuni bare mor ichha hai. Krishna katha kah more hai yasadai. He says, my Lord, I want to hear Krishna katha. Therefore, you please speak Krishna katha to me. Now, very simple question. My Lord, I want to hear Krishna katha. This question gave so much pleasure to the Lord that in number of verses, the Lord first glorified his inquiry. The question itself gave so much pleasure. Bhagya tomar Krishna katha shunite hai man. Lord says, oh, so fortunate, so fortunate. Bhagya tomar Krishna katha shunite hai man. Ramananda Pashayai Karaha Shravan. You want to hear Krishna Katha? How fortunate. Go to Ramananda Rai. Hear Krishna Katha from me. As far as I am concerned, I do not know about Krishna. The Lord says. Ramananda Rai knows everything about Krishna. Go and hear from him. So the Lord directed him toward his pure devotee to hear Krishna Katha. Further, the Lord glorifies Krishna katha ruchi tomar bada bhagyavan. Again the Lord is glorifying. He says, Krishna katha ruchi tomar bada bhagyavan. How fortunate. How fortunate that you have expressed such a curiosity that you want to hear about Krishna. Yara Krishna katha ruchi sei bhagyavan. Anyone who has such a curiosity, who says, Lord, please, I want to absorb myself more in hearing, in chanting, in serving devotees. Please guide me. Please show me the right direction. This curiosity itself pleases the Lord so much. Okay? And the Lord gives us the best direction and directs us to the best fulfillment of that curiosity. Okay? So in this way, in another beautiful section, there is a series of verses where Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana Yate Prafula Padma Vana Tara Madhukari Yasvadana Premarasa Kumudvane Prafulita Ratri Dine Tate Charao Mano Bhringa Gana. So it's a beautiful verse which says, Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana Yate Prafula Padma Vana. The beautiful conclusion of devotional service as given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana, they are like beautiful lotus flowers. Yate Prafula Padma Vana. And they are a forest of lotus flower growing in a beautiful pond. So the beautiful analogy is being given. The conclusive understanding of devotional service is compared to a forest of beautiful lotus flower. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana Yate Prafula Padma Vana Tara Madhukari Yasvadana. Please come and relish the honey of these lotus flowers of Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada says, very beautifully Prabhupada says, we invite all the mental speculators to bring the bees of their mind to this garden of the lotus flowers. And then all their mental speculation will be perfectly, transcendentally satisfied. Right? So we have a lot of curiosity. It will find its complete satisfaction in tasting when that bees of their mind finally arrive in the garden, in the bhakti garden, where there are beautiful lotus flowers of these beautiful siddhantas, these beautiful verses of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Gana Yate Prafula Padma Vana तार मधु करी आस्वादन प्रेम रस गुमुद्वने प्रफुल्लित रात्रि दिने ताते चराओ मनोभृंग गण. सो डे एंड नाइट कॉन्टिन्यूसली गो फ्रॉम वन लोटस फ्लावर टू अनदर लोटस फ्लावर टेस्ट द हनी. देयर इज अनलिमिटेड हनी विच विल नेवर एग्जॉस्ट एंड वी विल बी कंप्लीटली ट्रांसेंडेंटली सेटिस्फाइड. So all the curiosity of the mind will find its fulfillment and perfection in this garden of lotus flower, which is Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.